Fossilised tree trunk, Prince Charles Mountains. This tree trunk that has turned to stone still gives the illusion of being a splintered piece of old timber that has bleached grey with age. Nearly half a metre long and about 40 centimetres wide, it's one half of a cylindrical section of tree trunk, but with its centre scooped out so that it forms an upside-down arch. There are ridges of stone all over the exterior following the grain of the wood, and cracks in the cross-section that follow the rings of the tree. The stone is darker in the crevices and ridges of its rough surface, and paler in places where shards of it have chipped or flaked away like tree bark. Other than a few slight traces of blue paint across the top of the trunk, the variations in the colours of the stone really mimic the inconsistencies in a weathered piece of wood. A section of tree trunk this size would already be quite heavy, but in its fossilised state it now weighs a whopping 49 kilograms. Object label. Fossilised Glossopterus wood, 251 to 298 million years ago, Pagodroma Gorge, Prince Charles Mountains, Antarctica. Glossopterus specimens have been found in both Antarctica and Australia. They are evidence that the two continents were once part of the same landmass, the ancient supercontinent Gondwana.